And this is the Big Fat Farm Show with your host, Kelly Pettigen. And I'm in the studio today with Mike Nolan, who is the president of the Four Corners Farmers and Ranch Coalition. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Mike, tell us a little bit about the Four Corners Farmer and Ranch Coalition, like who you guys are and what you're up to in the county.
Yeah, definitely. We are a joint chapter of Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, and that chapter's been in existence for decades in this region, and the Nash Young Farmers Coalition, which is a newfound chapter, probably about 4 or 5 years old. We merged about 3 years ago. We have about 100 members, about 20 of us, 30 of us are pretty active, and we have everybody from small market gardeners all the way up to dryland bean growers and commodity growers from Dove Creek in the valley.
Great. And what kind of things are you guys advocating for in this area?
In general, we're advocating for policy that helps with new and beginning growers, with land access, land transition, for tax benefits and tax programs that benefit growers as a whole, access to capital. We're kind of working on things everywhere on a county level with county commissioners, on a state level with our representatives, Representative Mark Catlin and also Senator Don Corum. And then also on a federal level with the Farm Bill.
And I hear that you guys have a movie coming up that you're about to screen. Can you tell us a little bit about that movie?
Yeah, definitely. The movie's called Farmers for America. It's a documentary about the next generation of agriculture. It's narrated by Mike Rowe, the guy that does Dirty Jobs, and directed by this guy, Graham Merriweather. And basically, the film's a really good middle-of-the-ground piece about agriculture as a whole. There are issues in this county and nationwide where the average age of the farmer is 60. More than half of America's farmland will change hands in the next 12 years. And it's kind of about young and beginning and older and beginning farmers that are trying to step up and kind of make a difference in this transition and maintain our agricultural production and our agricultural heritage, both locally and nationally.
And so what exactly are you hoping people in Montezuma County can possibly learn from this movie?
You know, I think for us, it's more just exposure about the fact that, you know, agriculture is the core of this county, and we don't want to lose that in any way, shape, or form. And in order for it to kind of maintain the way it is, we do need support of all the consumers and everybody in the county. So all the folks living in Cortez who aren't, you know, planting corn every summer or planting wheat or dryland beans, they're still very close and very involved in agriculture, even though they just live in town. Yes, Montezuma County has a deep and rich agricultural heritage. I mean, people have been farming in this region for thousands of years. And I think if we don't start paying attention, I think we're going to lose it a lot more rapidly than people realize.
It does sound like an important movie for all of us to see. So where and when, if people want to see this movie, can they catch it?
We've got two screenings. The first one is Friday, March 16th, 4 to 6 p.m. at the Four States Ag Expo at the Montezuma County Fairgrounds. That film is going to be free with admission. And the next one is Durango on Saturday, March 17th. Doors at 5, film from 6 to 8. This one is $10 entry, and it's at the Henry Strader Theater, when we're going to have some free snacks and a cash bar there.
And this issue of aging farmers is definitely a big issue in the agricultural community. Do you see this happening locally?
Yeah, I do. I farm, my girlfriend Mindy and I farm about 6 acres of row crop vegetables in the Mancos Valley. And there's not too many folks under the age of 50 involved in ranching, hay, cattle, and vegetable operations within the Mancos Valley. I mean, a lot of our dear friends who are also agriculturalists and ranchers are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. So it's symptomatic, definitely, in Mancos Valley. I see it also in Montezuma County as a whole, and then in La Plata County regionally, too.
And why should people care if farmers are getting old?
You know, farming is a lifestyle choice. A lot of us weren't born into it, and it's really hard to kind of get into it now. Part of that is land prices are extraordinarily high. Access to capital is limited. And so having support programs, even just people supporting us in these sort of endeavors as we get into them, is really important. You know, a lot of the ranches in the Mancos Valley are large. They're worth a lot of money. So it's kind of hard to conceptualize being able to take a big loan from a bank, to be able to, you know, buy 20, 30 cows, be able to start 10 acres of vegetables, to grow some commodities out there. with the price of ground and how hard it is to access capital. And the other thing beyond that too is with how low prices have been for cattle and other commodities the past few years, it's not necessarily a money-making venture currently. Eventually it will, hopefully that will hopefully turn around with the new farm bill. But it's a challenging thing.
Speaking of the farm bill, are you starting to see any policies being implemented at the state or federal level to help address this issue?
Yeah, that's a great question. We were just in Denver with Rocky Mountain Farmers Union and National Young Farmers Coalition. And one of the bills that's kind of on its way through in the state level is SB 18042, which is the Ag Workforce Development Bill. This is a really neat program that's got bipartisan sponsorship. And basically what it does is sets up a program within the Colorado Department of Agriculture to allow farms and ranchers to have interns on there that the state will cost share, basically. Some of those things are still yet to be worked out about what the exact numbers and volumes are going to be on the sort of cost share end of it. But it's nice that the Colorado Department of Ag folks on the state level recognize that we need actual agricultural training programs in place that are state supported, so we can start with the land transition and have young people and new people come onto farms and ranches to keep them going.
It sounds like getting into farming, there's not an easy path. So I'm kind of curious about your own personal journey, if I can use such language.
Yes, definitely.
How did you first get into farming, and how did you, you know, get to where you are right now with 6 acres?
I grew up in Silicon Valley. Went to elementary school down the road from Apple's headquarters, the whole thing. I'm definitely the black sheep of my community in that sense, considering I'm not a lawyer, a doctor, work in tech. I realized that I like working for myself and I like working outdoors, and that was not a thing I had an opportunity to do growing up. And quite honestly, I kind of went from there. I worked on a couple of different farms. I went and studied at the Center for Agroecology and Sustainable Food Systems at UC Santa Cruz for about 18 months. And farmed in New Mexico, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and eventually came here about 9-10 years ago. And, you know, just for being honest with everything, we started to really become profitable in the last 3 years. We were definitely doing all right and breaking even and paying our bills before then, but the business has started to actually take off now.
Great. And what's the name of your farm and who are you running it with?
Mountain Roots Produce, and I run it with my better half, Mindy Perkovich.
Great. So, Mike, if people want more information about the Four Corners Farmers and Ranchers Coalition, and or maybe if they're interested in joining, where can they find more information?
You can find our Facebook page. It's Four Corners Farmer and Rancher Coalition on Facebook. And you can also join in the individual organizations that partner with us, which is the National Young Farmers Coalition, which is at youngfarmers.org, and the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, which is also online.
Looking forward to that movie, and thanks so much for joining us on the Big Fat Farm Show today.
Thanks, Kelly.
All right, this is Kelly Pettigen with Big Fat Farm Show, and thanks to all of you out there for listening.